The violence riveted the attention of the media. Santa Claus getting beaten makes for hot copy. Solvang's myth grew. Thank you, Matt Christmasman.
So, Gary Warren apparently read this article, which came out in 1977, and noted it to his comrades. He actually included this article in the Suicide Club's newsletter. And one could say that this was actually the first SantaCon that ever occurred. And this isn't new information. I mean, people have known this about SantaCon. They were sort of inspired by this. And it's always mentioned in articles about the history of SantaCon. But actually reading the article, you know, it's an anti-NATO element to it that we don't get into because the article goes on much longer. I don't want to wear out your voice there. But it's funny because, you know, this is the mid-1970s, getting to late 1970s here. There is, on the political front, it's a little grim. People are kind of over politics in a major way. They certainly will be over them in a general sense. People will certainly be over them by the 1980s. There is a conservative turn that's taking hold in this country. Unfortunately, Gary Warren dies in 1983 of a heart attack, likely because he had too much fun. Hmm. The 1980s continued without him. America becomes addicted to shopping malls, MTV, and forms a culture that will for some reason serve as the basis for all this nostalgic shit that I grew up around but never experienced. I feel like there was so much 80s nostalgia aimed at me and people of my generation that I was like, I wasn't there.
Nostalgia for the unremembered 80s.
Exactly. I'm just like, I didn't see that. I wasn't there. I don't even have nostalgia for the 1990s like a lot of people do. When I see people like get nostalgic on the internet,
yeah,
it makes me really sad.
There's a big industry of that shit.
This is what they took from you.
Yeah.
And it's like a fucking playground. Brother, you can have a child and go to one right now.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a playground without as many Mexicans. Is that what they mean?
Yeah. But then it's just like, all the slop, like TV shows or like the little like snacks. People love to remember the little snack foods.
Oh, remember the 80s? And we were allowed to do whatever we wanted in the 80s.
We had Ninja Turtles pies with green ooze.
We all got molested. It's like, I'm sorry, man. I wasn't there. It sounds all right, you know? It kind of sounds like the 70s were a lot cooler, you know? Even the 60s, probably that's the best decade to you're like turning like 17, or no, you're turning like 16 in 1960. You're set.
Yeah, but imagine the smell.
Everything smells like that.
Yeah.
Everything smells like that. And people did smell like shit in the 1962s because that's when people started eating a lot of brown rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they smell bad?
If you ever read any novel about, or like whatever, even not novel, but like fucking electric Kool-Aid acid test, like the fucking, any of that shit about the 1960s, Joan Didion, for instance, he talks about this. I read Slashing Towards Bethlehem last night. They're always going to like macrobiotic restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that? That's brown rice.
Yeah, well, that's like when health food like became a thing. It was like, we're eating sprouted grains.
Exactly. It sprouts. I'll say this. It did. I'm doing it. I'll say this. I'm stopping saying that.
Okay.
I'll simply say it. I do still think of sprouts as like that has to be the healthiest thing you can eat.
Yeah.
Look how healthy they look.
Uh-huh.
And how kind of uncomfortable they are to eat.
It literally is sprouting.
It's sprouting.